058, hiding in the flowers, regaining his senses and coming back to consciousness after his sound defeat in water splashing. Mukunda forcibly drags Radha into water over her head. Then he pushes Radha under the water for a moment and lifts her out. Radha anxiously embraces Krishna around the neck with the lotus stems of her arms. Meanwhile, the Sakis disperse and immersed to their necks, joyfully hide among a cluster of golden yellow lotus flowers in Radhakund. Then Radha jokingly asks Krishna, "Oh, where have the Sakis gone? Can you find them?" Krishna leaves Radha in the deep water to search for the Brajagopis among the lotus flowers. Then Radhika herself hides among some other lotuses. Krishna goes up to the golden lotus flowers and somehow discovers the hiding places of the golden lotus flower-faced gopis and Radha. And then he begins to kiss and embrace the gopis. From sporting in the water so long, the gopis' bodies become tired and somewhat thin, and their bangles start slipping from their wrists. Krishna picks some lotus stems and lovingly fashions some bangles for the gopis. Then he ties them on the gopis' wrists to keep their golden bangles from slipping off. At this time, Krishna immensely relishes the superb beauty of the delightful Sakis, whose soft smiles conquer the tender splendor of fresh lilies. The gorgeous faces of the gopis, effulgent with the excitement of love, put to shame the natural beauty of blossoming lotus flowers. Their slender, shapely arms defeat the beauty of the lotus stems. Their beautiful walking gait defeats the gliding of the swans in the lake. And their blue eyes of the gopis embarrass the best of blue lotus flowers. Krishna hides himself in a cluster of blue lotus flowers and watches to see if the Sakis can find him. While searching for Krishna among the clusters of blue lotus flowers in Radhakund, the Sakis mistakenly, ecstatically kiss a blue lotus, thinking it's Krishna's face. Realizing their blunder, the gopis blush with embarrassment. Then the gopis discover Krishna's hiding place, and he embraces and kisses them. And the touch of Krishna and the Brajagopis increases the natural fragrance and coolness of Radhakund. The touch of Krishna and the Brajagopis increases the natural fragrance and coolness of the Radhakund. The musk, sandalwood paste, and kumkum powder falling from their bodies mixes with the water to tint the waters of Radhakund with different colors. After some time, Krishna and the gopis leave the lotus-filled Radhakund and step on to the banks. Thus ends the pastime of hiding among the golden and blue lotus flowers in Radhakund.